but in terms of how people feel. And so with, you know, bone-only disease or lung metastasis, real sites of ER-positive disease, then I think that I want to give them the fewest side effects possible. So there I'll use palbociclib or ribociclib for those patients.
And how do you decide between those two?
So basically, I've been using mostly palbociclib just because we've all been using palbociclib for a long time. But more recently, the ribociclib has been available for patients that we can give it to them right there in the clinic the day that they're there. We don't have to wait for the specialty pharmacy to approve it and then mail it to their house, which occasionally will fall through the cracks, actually. And so it's nice to be able to, here's your ribociclib, here's your 1 month, and then secondly, you know, here's a voucher so you can get your second month. So it's just basically trying to save the patient the convenience and honestly some help financially as well. So it's really just been the ease of being able to give it to the patient right then and there. Because I think in terms of effectiveness and safety, they're basically superimposable. You have to go through the inconvenience of the three EKGs. I don't worry about that. I am truly not worried about that. I just am not going to put the patient on methadone, you know, combined with ribociclib, honestly. But other than that, I'm just not worried.
When you say you're not worried, does that mean you don't do the EKGs?
I do. No, I do the EKGs.
You just don't worry
Absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely. But I just put that into the inconvenience category as opposed to the concerning category.
Right.